Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 7. Here is the extracted text from the image. W. H. Howard, J. C. Gallier, T. W. Cochran, P. L. Cordy, J. E., Howard, J. D. Lookridge and C. O. Summers each make affidavit that they know A. H. Hensley, one of the jurors who served in the case of the state of Georgia, versus Leo M. Frank, that each of the witnesses is acquainted with the general character of the said A. Hensley, and that the general character and reputation of the said Hensley is good. And from his general character and reputation, each of deponents would believe the said A. Hensley on oath. H. Pitts and L. Lyle, T. J. Webb and John H. Kelly, each make affidavit that they know Samuel Aaron, that they know the general character and reputation of the said Aaron, that the said general character and reputation of the said Aaron is bad, and that deponents would not believe him on oath. Hunter makes affidavit, deposing and saying as follows. I, with Mr. J. E. Rober and R. B. Dowers, had charge of the jury in the above-stated case at the lunch hour on Monday, August 25th, 1913, that at no time between the time the jury left the box to go to lunch on said date and the time they returned to the jury room to consider and make their verdict, either while on the street and going to the cafe, while in the cafe, or in returning to the courthouse, did I hear any applause or cheers or other demonstration on behalf of the Solicitor General or anyone else? At no time during the trial of said case did I see or know of anyone attempting to communicate with any member of said jury. Eyewitnesses had no misconduct of any kind on the part of any member of the jury in the above-stated case. E.A. Mann makes affidavit, deposing and saying as follows. I was present in the courtroom during the trial of the case of the state versus Leo M. Frank, charging with murder. 64.